We were up to mitzvah 26, and that is the mitzvah not to give prophecy in the name of any foreign god, punishable by the death penalty. 27 is the mitzvah not to give false prophecy. 28 is the mitzvah not to listen to a prophet who gives his prophecy in the name of an idol. 29 is the mitzvah not to hold back from executing the false prophet, because he's going to try to scare you and warn you and try to make signs. There's a special mitzvah not to be scared of him. And number 30 is the prohibition not to go in the ways of the non-Jews, which is divided into two things. Either something that they do that we have no logical understanding, so we assume it stems from pagan sources, or else something which they do and we do different out of humility. They might dress in a haughty way and we don't dress that way. If there's something that it's known Jews do different out of humility, then one could not change from the Jewish custom, because that would be part of this prohibition. So the five mitzvot we learned today was not to give prophecy in the name of a foreign god, not to give false prophecy, not to listen to one who gives prophecy in the name of a foreign god, not to abstain from killing the false prophet, and included in that is not to fear from him, and finally, not to go in the ways of the Gentiles, which is divided in two, either not to do a custom that they have that has no logical understanding, or not to do different from the path of the Jews, when our path indicates a level of humility which is different than the nations.